A local organization that advocates for the intellectually and developmentally disabled is celebrating a milestone this year, WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
You've never seen a bunch of people that are happier to come to work, that are glad to have something to do. And at the end of that 2 weeks when they get the paycheck, no matter how small it is, they're thrilled to death.
Charles Brewer is the chief executive officer and executive director of ARC Gateway. He's talking about the clients who work in the various jobs that ARC offers for people in the region who are intellectually and developmentally disabled. ARC Gateway is celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. Brewer points out that they started out as a real grassroots organization.
There was a lady in the 50s. Her name was Pearl Nelson, and she had a son who was Downs. And as she looked around for community resources, she didn't find anything. And she put an ad in the newspaper and said, you know, I've got this son, he's got Downs. Are there any other people in the community that have this and would like to form sort of a support group? Well, the response was very good. A lot of people showed up with kids with similar conditions. The end result of that was they started a school, the Peter Pan School.
After years as a volunteer-run organization, progress at the school slowed as volunteers would come and go. At that time, ARC was becoming organized nationally, and when the school restarted, it was affiliated with ARC. Also at that time, they found an important ally.
They became associated with Bill Pollack, who was one of the founders of the United Way. It was called the Community Chest at that time. And he came over here and looked at some of the things that were being done. He said, this is something that the United Way should be a part of.
And Brewer says that that collaboration has helped ARC Gateway evolve into the organization it's become today.
The progression has gone from school to an advocacy type organization to now we're an organization that provides services.
Those services include early childhood developmental training at the Pearl Nelson Child Development Center.
What we do there is speech, occupational, and physical therapy from birth to 3 to 4 years old, essentially. When they get to be four, they go into the school system, and the school system's responsible for them. When they bring those kids in, it's not like they're saying W instead of R. It's like they can't talk, and they're teaching them how to sign, or they can't walk at all. There's all kinds of research that shows in the first 3 years of life, you learn the most. And they really do some incredible things over there, really do.
ARC also has on-site activities for adults.
We have adult enrichment, which is on the grounds here, and these are lower functioning adults. And they come in every day, and they'll do activities with them, music, exercise. We have an art area where they can make things that we sell. When we sell it, we split 50% of the profit with them. So that's a good deal.
And, of course, there are the jobs that ARC Gateway provides for its higher-functioning clients.
We have a full-service nursery over here that has about 40 clients employed in it. We have a NAID certified shredding operation that 55 to 60 clients are employed in it. We have a thing called Pollack Industries, which is a big building that makes concrete, parking bumpers, survey stakes, plant sleeves, does some assembly work, and does some off-site work for Armstrong World Industries, the tile plant here. That employs 75. And then we have jobs in the community. We've had a long-standing contract with the Department of Transportation to keep bathrooms clean and the grass mowed and the sidewalks clean at the weigh stations and the Florida Welcome Station. Very successful. We get very, very good comments about, particularly about the Welcome Station.
Charles Brewer says there are several events planned for the 60th anniversary of ARC Gateway. Last week, there was an open house for parents and the public at the offices. This weekend, there will be a Pearl Nelson Center reunion where all past clients and therapists will be invited back for a celebration with food and live music. There will be a movie night and dance exclusively for ARC clients at the Bay Center in June, and the anniversary caps off with a gala on June 27th at the Pensacola Yacht Club.
There'll be some presentations during the dinner on the history, video-type things, but we want the total of this to be lighthearted and informative. So we want people there that maybe haven't been associated with the ARC before, or those that have been associated with them, we want them to walk away saying they learned something.
And that evening will end with a performance by Ryan Page, the 13-year-old country singer with a disability from Jacksonville, who finished fifth in the third season of the Fox TV show The X Factor. Charles Brewer is the executive director and chief executive officer of ARC Gateway. He's held that position since January of 2013, taking over after the passing of longtime director Donna Fassett. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.